TED's travel blog, The Nonstop Traveler. Hello to all my readers. This week, I've decided to write about travel. Perhaps, like me, you've always thought that traveling is something for rich people. Well, now I think I've been wrong all this time. Why? Because I've discovered Nora Dunn. Nora is one of a new kind of traveler, a professional world traveler. She travels all the time. Nora is from Toronto, Canada, and until she was 30, she had a business there. But then she made a big decision. Her dream was to travel the world, and to do it before she got old. So she sold her business and got rid of her belongings, and off she went. Nora doesn't have rich parents or anyone who gives her money, and she doesn't have a high-paying job. But she's learned how to travel without spending lots of money. Nora goes to a place and stays there for some time. She works to earn enough money to have a good time and to save a bit, then she moves on to another place. She prefers simple forms of transportation, like trains or buses, but of course there are times when planes are a necessity. And she writes from wherever she is, which earns her some money too. She's done a lot of different jobs, including working in hotels and in restaurants. And she's learned things like cooking and meditation. So where has Nora been? Everywhere. She's been to 5 continents and she's traveled to over 30 countries, all in 6 years. She's taken a train across Canada and she's traveled by train from Portugal to Vietnam, an incredible journey. She's lived on a boat in the Caribbean and she's worked for her accommodations in Hawaii, Australia, New Zealand, Spain, England, Granada, and Switzerland, and a number of other places, too. And she's been on television shows in 3 countries. She's had a lot of fantastic adventures, and she hasn't stopped finding new things. Some of her experiences have not been easy ones. In 2008, she helped people in Thailand and Burma after a cyclone hit their countries. And in 2009, she helped fight forest fires in Australia. So she's seen a lot so far. She's learned that full-time travel doesn't have to be expensive, and she knows now that there are plenty of ways to do it, so many ways, in fact, that she's started a website to tell other people about them. It's theprofessionalhobo.com. I've seen lots of travel sites, and this is one of the best. Take a look. Perhaps you'll be the next world traveler. See you next week.